This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave from the Capital Auto Group Studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome to Newsmakers, folks. That's Dave Bourne in the background. He's sporting his 49er gear in anticipation of a rousing 49er victory. Sorry for all you Seahawks fans. Keep your hate mail to yourself. Dave. Whoa. Dave's got two layers of 49ers gear wearing right now. Hey, this is Brent DeHart. Welcome to Newsmakers. This is the place to be for local talk about the Mid-Valley and Salem and Kaiser. This is where we tackle local initiatives, local ideas, local institutions, and local individuals. And you are in the know. So you want to be a regular Newsmaker listener, and always, of course, you can find our podcast on the KYKN website. If there's something that somebody should hear, something that you listen to today, they're like, you know, so-and-so needs to hear this message, be sure to direct them to KYKN. All right, starting out the hour, and it's Friday. It's Dave's favorite day, and we've got guests in the audience, a couple of gentlemen I became familiar with, and as we like to spotlight good things happening in the Mid-Valley and also allow people to get an opportunity to get plugged in when there's good works happening, especially when it's cheap and easy. Just like we like things in life, right? Cheap and easy. Joining me in studio is Anthony Arriaga and also Kurt Shaw. These gentlemen represent an organization called Open Doors, and Kurt is the founder. And Open Doors is doing something that I think no one else around here is doing, hence the invitation. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, so Open Doors, really quickly, have you nailed down your elevator speech to explain to somebody in 20 seconds what is it that we do?
We have, yes.
Okay, that's Kurt Shaw. You're the founder, and I know that you have a passion for doing this, and you saw a need, and you said, I could do something about this. And it has to do with housing. And it has to do with housing for people with disabilities, intellectual or developmental disabilities, and that there's an incredible need for this, that some of the nonprofits who can serve them don't have any place to put them.
Yeah, that is correct.
All right, so we'll get to your whole story, but did I sum that pretty well?
You did. Good job.
All right. So Open Doors is the name of the company, or the
Charitable Trust.
Charitable Trust. Thank you. I was going to say foundation, charitable, get the terminology right. Yeah. Anthony is a business development manager, relatively new hire. You were consulting for them, and now you're an employee.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm spearheading the coffee efforts, which I'm sure we'll touch on here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. So in a nutshell, what you're trying to do is find housing that doesn't exist for people who otherwise are really hard to place, or they are living in a less than safe place or have no housing at all, mm-hmm. or maybe they're not able to get the services where they are. Is that fair enough?
That is correct.
Yes.
Okay. So, Kurt, what prompted you to do this?
Well, the initiative was created out of some of the trustees that we work with, both Kevin Griffin, Kate Tarter, and Jeremy Taller, seeing what they were doing on their own, helping people with disabilities get into safe housing, get jobs. I was in a position where I could jump in and kind of be the person to organize things, and I see the ability to grow this into a, you know, with the objective of getting, as you mentioned, housing for nonprofits. So when we went out and started to meet with different nonprofit organizations, we realized quickly that they're limited with staffing resources, i.e. money, and then housing. Mm-hmm. Housing is the one thing that they said, if you can get us housing, we can fill it. And our primary objective is to get safe housing for people. We then rent it. We rehab the property. We rent it for about half price, and that's the key. That enables our nonprofit partners to be able to expand their services much more quickly than they would. They're, in essence, getting a 2x donation because we provide the rent at half price.
You know, it's interesting. What makes you different? I want to get this out right away. One of the things that makes you different is that, because there's some criticism in Mid-Valley that there's too many nonprofits. right? Everyone's doing great work, and everyone is, you know, trying to help people. But why do we have to have so many boards? Why do we have to have so many, you know, nonprofit organizations and administration to serve on oftentimes overlapping missions?
But absolutely.
A lot of them have their hand out virtually all the time to help fund their mission. And what's different about you guys is you have a business. Kurt has a business background, and you said, let's create ongoing revenue to serve the mission.
Right.
That's pretty amazing. and that creates a sustainable kind of model where you're creating your own revenue rather than saying, hey, we're on the radio and everybody sending a check to this website. We're not doing that at all. And also, the other, what you're just saying, and we're talking to Kurt Shaw and Anthony Arriaga of Open Doors. What you just said was, we're trying to create a piece of infrastructure, in that a housing unit, and subsidize that so that the people who are going to use it to give services are getting, in effect, an in-kind donation perpetually.
Right.
Precisely.
So I kind of like the word perpetual and sustainable, especially when it comes to you know, launching some services and some nonprofits. Anthony, you're tasked with growing a market segment because that perpetual income, to keep it going, you guys partnered with some folks local and beyond to create a coffee blends.
Yeah, absolutely. So we partner with local coffee roasters, so they create custom blends for us. And then at the end of every month, they donate 20% of the proceeds to Open Doors. And then we use that money to reinvest in the community further by getting a house near them.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that, folks? It was like, you're already addicted to coffee. You're going to drink it anyway.
They're already drinking it.
Right? So why not buy from Open Doors? And then the money goes to them, and then they create the houses, and then it perpetually ends up with a cycle of helping people, right?
Yeah.
And all you did is drink your own coffee that you're going to drink anyway.
Yeah, you're already going to buy it.
So local roasters, so fresh stuff, right?
Yep.
Where can we get it?
So we got Tico's over here. We got Bert Ortiz. He's a great guy. We have Seven Virtues up in Portland, and then we have BJ's up in Vancouver, Washington.
So three different roasters.
Yes.
But they're roasting a blend specifically for you.
Yes.
All right. So you can't go to Bert Ortiz. Hey, Bert. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Has been very involved in the chamber over the years, and he's been just a stalwart of business, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Involved in the community, so I'm not surprised that he's one of your partners. But you need to buy the coffee that he roasted on your behalf through your website.
Yes. Yeah. That's opendct.org/coffee. That gets you directly there.
Open DCT. Delta Charlie Tango.
Yes, sir.
Okay. .org, folks. And you can try the coffee. What the heck? You have another partner in Roth's.
Yes. So they're actually going to be.
Foods.
Yeah, they're going to be stocking Tico's coffee here soon. You know, we got six blends that he's made for us in total that are all Open Doors blends. And so.
So with Roth's, I'm a big fan of Roth's, and they're obviously forever a community asset here. What brands are we looking at? Are we looking for Tico brand, or are we looking for a brand that says Open Doors?
Yeah, they all stay the Tico, so it's co-branded stuff, right? So you'll see Open Doors name on it, but it's Tico stuff. Everything that's going to be in Roth's is going to be ours as well.
All right, so we go in there. There's Seattle's Best, and there's Starbucks, and there's Green Mountain, and I don't even drink coffee, so I don't know.
Yeah,
so
they have enough money.
So go. Yeah, they've got enough money. This is local roaster, locally roasted, and 20% of that purchase of your coffee is going to end up going into Open Doors towards the mission.
Yeah, yes. I would add that it's all organic and fair trade, and just re-accentuate that the proceeds come in to Open Doors, which is a great cause.
Guys, you couldn't have made it any easier for people to help you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was the plan.
I mean, do you sell the little K-cups? Or we have to, or is it the ground ones?
It's in the makings.
Really?
Yeah, we're definitely thinking about it because it's nice. I mean, it's convenient. So maybe we can move into something like that.
That is so cool. Mm-hmm. Just a little thing like feed your addiction with something that feeds this nonprofit and you're helping the community.
Yeah.
That's really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come back. We're talking to Anthony Arriaga and Kurt Shaw. I almost called you Anthony Shaw. Open Doors. So people with intellectual and developmental disabilities and handicaps and compromises, I like to call them, life's compromises. You partner with people that provide the services who have no place to put them, right? So I want to get into that a little bit after the break. We want to talk about how you're different. We touched on this a little bit than the other nonprofits and what their mission is. And I'd like to, if you don't mind, get a little personal with Kurt Shaw here and find out where his passion came from and why that spurred him to action. This is Brent DeHart with 49er Dave Bourne, and we will be right back. You are listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is brought to us by Color Tile of Salem. And welcome back, folks. Brent DeHart here with Anthony Arriaga and Kurt Shaw of Open Doors. Kurt is the founder, had the passion out of personal experience to launch this Open Doors trust, charitable trust. And great, I mean, it's just a great model in terms of, hey, not many people are building the house. As a matter of fact, it's difficult. It was an article in the paper this week how landlords are reluctant to rent for people who are homeless or people who have issues or a history and then so forth and so forth. Now you're out there going into the marketplace knowing, saying, we're going to find a house, we're going to rehab it, we're going to create the housing so that the nonprofits that service this community have a place to put them, right?
Yeah, well, the answer is simple, right? They don't have a house, let's get them a house.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple.
Pretty simple. Let's draw a straight line. So, now, Kurt, you have a son with challenges. Is that part of your passion?
Yeah, the passion really grew out of watching, as I mentioned before, Kevin Griffin, my one trustee, work with people in the Silverton community and help people with disabilities and get them placed into jobs and safe housing. And that grew with the other two trustees, both Kate Tarter and Jeremy Taller, into helping other people and just seeing what they were doing and then going out and meeting with different nonprofits. And as I said before, you realize quickly housing is the key limiting mm-hmm. factor that they're contending with. As you mentioned, you know, real estate prices are going up, rent's going up. So I knew houses well enough and have rehabbed plenty of them on my own to know how to pick one out. And I said I can jump in and create a model where we not only provide housing, but also rehab the house, use people that have some challenges, and create a job board, which is what we're creating, to post their resumes then, give them skills development along the way, and then lastly is rent the house back for about half price to a nonprofit to allow them to expand their services much more quickly.
And they're probably really grateful to get housing that's available that'll take the tenants and at a half price
exactly
level. Wow.
Yeah.
I am familiar with Kate Tarter. She's, of course, a job developer here in town, former city councilor, and her job is related to your whole mission and making sure that people who are in trouble in the workforce get into the workforce and we'll be able to get the jobs and that fit and suit them, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, good work. We were talking before the hour about the big picture and down the line. I know 2020, everyone's going to start buying Tico's coffee out of Roth's and
yes.
from the opendct.org website. That's going to help feed sustainable, repeatable income to the organization. So the money that comes in buys another house, and then 2, 3, 4, 5 more people get housing that don't have it right now. I tell you, the article in the paper this week that says there's years-long wait for housing for people that need it is
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So in that way, you really differ from all the other nonprofits that are around. The people want to serve the people, and they may want to put them into housing, but you're mm-hmm. actually creating what's needed.
Yeah, we're actually feeding the other nonprofits by creating the opportunity for them to get the house for half price.
Okay. So passion for the mission turned into action, turned into enterprise. And then here we have Anthony Arriaga to turn that enterprise into cash flow so they can do great things.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole goal. More coffee means more houses. So let's
Anthony, how did you get inspired to join the mission? I know you're working with them on a contract basis, and you said, no, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to become an employee.
Yeah, I just really enjoyed what their mission was, and I'd been in the corporate world. I've worked with the state, federal governments before, and this is just something that was much more inspiring to me. You know,
what does 2020 look like for you guys? What's best case scenario in terms of how much can you do in the next 12 months?
Yeah, so the objectives in 2020 are to, as Anthony said, get more houses. We're building the educational platform to educate people on different resources that are available in different regions of the state and the nation. Build the job board. Those two things are actually being built currently. And it's really getting the revenue flowing. We're talking to a lot of different organizations that use coffee, such as banks.
All of them.
All of them. Yes. Everybody uses coffee. And we're just trying to get them to reallocate instead of buying it from whoever they're buying it from today, where the money just goes someplace, you don't know where. Let's have it go and feed a proper purpose, i.e. open doors, so we can expand our mission. So we're talking to a lot of different organizations that are fairly large in size and even ones that are not. And the more people that start to switch and use Open Door Coffee Blend, the more revenue we get, the more houses we can buy, and the more people we can serve, and we can help the other nonprofits expand their services much more quickly.
Wow, I just thought about five different companies that, you know, everything from realtors, people who have coffee, people who have lobbies.
It's everyone.
Right?
It's crazy.
So
it's
realtors crazy. And title companies and even other nonprofits.
Yeah, even the mom and pop shops, you know, they got coffee. There's only one or two workers.
Doctor's offices and clinics.
Hospital. I mean, it's, yeah.
Oh, the hospital.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good. Tell us a little bit about who's providing the services, because you're creating the infrastructure in the business, and then you need a partner, right?
Yeah, so we wanted to partner with local coffee roasters. We didn't want to just get one of the big guys. We want to reinvest doubly into our own community. So we go with Tico's Coffee over in Almsville, and he makes great coffee and supplies you guys down here in Salem. And it's, yeah, you can get it either, you can get it on the website, or you can get it at Ross.
So in the housing, though, you guys don't provide services for people. You're not the ones with the relationships with the social service needs.
That is correct. We provide the house, and then the nonprofit provides the services to their client mix.
Well, Kurt, are people like I would think that people would be banging on your door if it's, you know, Salem Housing Authority or Marion and Polk County or Community Action Agency. How many partners can you help? Or how many? Who are you working with currently?
Yeah, so currently we're working with Is Living out of Salem. The first house that we have is over in Independence. We call it the Open Doors Independence House, and three people currently reside there. We once again provide the house to Is Living. Is Living provides the services then to their clients, and that's the objective.
One of the things you told me before the show I thought was really interesting. The commitment you're making to the nonprofit is that the rent will be there at 50% of market value for 5 years.
That is correct.
And that's a stable
rent, yes, yeah, that they can build their budget around.
Yeah, because you can't jump in and say, hey, we're going to do this placement, and 12 months later have the house be sold, or, oh, we're going to rent it to market. And ideally, you get to a place where even that rent is creating income that can 5 years down the line. You get recoup the cost of the house, and then you get to use that to further the mission.
Right.
Really interesting stuff. Anthony Arriaga and Kurt Shaw. Open Doors is the name of the organization, and it is opendct.org. Tico's Coffee, Bert Ortiz's outfit, is roasting coffee for you guys. Check it. Just go buy some coffee. Go buy some coffee. Is it at Roth's yet?
No, it will be soon.
So it'll be soon. So look for Tico's or go to opendct.org and order some coffee. If you're a company or a business and you want to help out and buy some coffee through that, you're spending it anyway.
Yeah.
And or you're drinking it anyway. So that's really cool. All right. I asked about 2020. It'd be great to have three or four more houses. You could talk about two, three, four, five people potentially getting placement and taking some pressure off that incredible waiting list and incredible need out there. What do we see 5 years out and 10 years out? You mentioned a job board, and that's connected because, you know, the community you're servicing also, we want to put them to work, right? You want to have job opportunities. And cross references. We haven't really talked about that, but to get all of the nonprofits and the services to have one place to find out where to go. Why don't you tell me a little about that?
Yeah, basically it's a platform so that you can come in and just find something in your area that can help you out, right? I have a disability. I don't know how to go to where I need to. And you have a really good story about getting the piece of paper, you know, some guy getting a piece of paper, right?
Yeah. So, Anthony hit the nail on the head. It's a cross-reference. The trustees and myself were helping a person trying to get into safe housing. And this person was released with a piece of paper with a couple web links on it. And the person has an intellectual developmental disability. And you think of a person like that, where would they even start to pursue that and get into safe housing? And their choice is, okay, I'll go back to what I know. That's living on the street. And so what the mindset there was, let's create a cross-reference. It's not just local, and you had mentioned already that how many nonprofits there are just in the state of Oregon or in the Willamette Valley. There's tons, and they're all doing very tremendous work. And so what we want to do is by zip code, somebody can plug in if it's if you're advocating for somebody or you have a nephew, a son, whatever, that you're looking for safe housing or medical services, dental services, whatever it may be, you'll be able to plug in a zip code, indicate what type of service you're looking for, say it's medical services, and get a list of respective regional links to organizations that can then provide assistance. So that's going to build out over the next year. Software will be accessible through our website here shortly. We have a group down in Eugene that's building that for us called MicroNiche. And also the job board is being created as well at the same time.
So that's part of the Open Doors umbrella.
It is indeed, yes.
So you guys will be, you're the enterprise guy, Anthony, right?
Yes.
You're the enterprise guy. Kurt, you're the founder, and you're the housing guy, and you're the big picture guy. And then and on the side, you've hired people, and you have people coming aboard to build the software platform.
That is correct.
So that must be scalable if you're going to go national on something like that. So I can plug in. We just relocated to Salem, 97302. I'm looking for housing, medical needs, counseling, drug and alcohol treatment. I'm looking for any of these things, and people will be able to find the resources in that community.
That is correct.
That doesn't exist. I mean, that doesn't exist.
Not on a national level, and not anything that is kept current, even on a regional level.
Wow. Okay. Hey, we're in our last minute. We're going to come back and talk to Mary Louise Van Atta about the happenings in the Mid-Willamette Valley. Anthony Arriaga, anything else? What can everyone do to help your mission?
You can go to the website, opendct.org, and get the coffee.
What's coming up down the road? Are you going to stop at coffee?
No, we have plans for other products as well, and it'll be targeted at your addictions as well.
Okay, guys.
Healthy addictions.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
What I'm getting at is these guys are planting a seed here of something that can grow on a national scale that is forever sustainable and through enterprise.
And feeds other nonprofits, providing the magical services out there.
That is great. Yeah. Yeah. We're just getting started. So I like the model. I like the model.
Yeah.
How this thing could grow to the size of a foundation of Paul Newman, right?
Yes,
easily.
Exactly. Thank you.
Kurt Shaw, we want to thank you for founding and having the just the wherewithal and say, hey, I can do something about this, and stepping up and founding Open Doors. Give us a call. Check us out if you have any questions. Otherwise, just go to their website at opendct.org, and we'll look forward to talking to you guys in a year and see how the work's going.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, stick with us. Brent DeHart here with Dave Bourne. You are listening to Newsmakers, the Mid-Valley's Talk, and we're going to come back and tell you everything to do in January from our social butterfly, Mary Louise. Stick with us on 1430 KYKN.
Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Rich Kansky, and this segment of Newsmakers is brought to you by Green Acres Landscape.
Woohoo!
It's Friday, Brent.
It is Friday, and welcome everybody to Newsmakers. Welcome back. That was an interesting segment, I thought, with those two gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting stuff. Very interesting when he has a nonprofit with a completely different type of model.
Well, I like it when people see a problem, find the solution.
Yeah.
Do it.
Oh, and make sure that it's sustainable.
Right?
Right? And yeah. Repeatable and scalable and so forth. Anyway, welcoming into the studio once a month. We only have her once a month. Mary Louise Vanetta, Vanetta Public Relations. She is our community social butterfly, I like to call her.
Yes, she is.
And she comes in and tells us what's going on. We usually would have had you last week. Early in the month, but we were off for the holidays. So,
and I hope you had a nice one.
I hope the rest of the month you find some things for us to do.
I don't know.
Really?
If I can find you anything to do.
Really? Normally, the cycle is January is slow.
Oh, there is so much going on in January, I can't even wait to tell you.
Okay.
Are you ready? Do you all have a nice holiday?
Great holiday.
Excellent.
Okay. Great. Well, thanks for inviting me back. First of all, this weekend is the Skit Theater is showing Newsies over at the Salem First Free Methodist Church on Silverton Road.
Right.
And so you can buy tickets at the door. It's Skit Theater, Salem Kaiser Inspirational Teens. And they're just great.
So youth theater.
Yeah.
And they're doing Newsies.
They're doing Newsies.
What an appropriate show.
Yeah. And so that's January 9, 10 and 11, 17th and the 18th. There's two shows on the 18th. 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., but all the rest are 7 p.m. So don't miss it if you're looking for something fun to do tonight.
Okay.
Pablo Cruz.
There's a name from the past.
No.
Right?
I don't know why, but in my brain, I put him in the same category as Spyro Gyra. I think they were kind of popular at the same time.
I have one of his songs on my phone.
On your playlist.
On my podcast.
Awesome. Well, maybe you can do that after the show.
Pablo's going to be in town, though.
He's going to be at the Elsinore on the 16th, Thursday.
Love will find a way.
Mm-hmm. Sing it, Dave.
Right?
So all of you who listened to music back in the 70s will enjoy Pablo Cruz, and he's going to be at the Elsinore brings great talent to our city.
Sometimes they don't get enough, I don't think, kudos for it.
No, it's going to be really fun. So if you like that, that'll be the 16th at 7:30.
Okay, I'm there. That's Thursday night, folks. Here's the thing about me in winter. I think it's really depressing.
Yeah.
When it's dark at 5 and you're like, oh, is it time to get in your pajamas yet? I hate that. I need a reason to get up and out. So Thursday the 16th, stay downtown, have some dinner, go see Pablo Cruz. What's next?
Well, and if you want to really start staying downtown, you could start that same day at lunch. The Union Gospel Mission is having their victory luncheon on Thursday, January 16th from 12 to 1 at the historic Grand Theater. And they're going to be, they have really been a player in dealing with our homeless crisis. And I would really recommend you consider going and helping support their $15 million goal to develop a new facility. So you can just call the Union Gospel Mission. It's also going to be on the KYKN website and, ways to support the Union Gospel Mission.
Absolutely. That's amazing because they broke ground. They're going to be moving out of that downtown core, but they're not done raising all the money they need.
No.
So let's finish it up.
That's super. All of you who are very interested in history, on January 17th, on Friday at the Kaiser Community Library, we're going to get a chance to meet author Crystal Zhang Voss. And she is an author and a musician, and she's going to talk about poems and stories about seamstress life in World War II.
Wow. Mm.
6:30. So for all you history buffs.
Oh, I love that.
Super fun.
We had a great time talking to World War II vets at Dallas Retirement Center. That was cool.
Cool.
The stories are just amazing.
So I understand you all are going to be at a special event on that weekend also, 17th and 18th of January, Winter Rod and Speed Show.
Yes.
I understand you like cars a little bit. Dave?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Yeah. So
do the police.
You'll be... No, they just know how to find you.
Yeah.
Out at the Linn County Fair and Expo Center in Albany. You guys are going to be live remote?
Yes.
Dave will be there.
Two to four on Friday.
Super. So, there's going to be hot rods, street rods, custom trucks, race cars, muscle cars, classics for all of you that like.
I'll be drilling a lot.
And that is sponsored by KYKN.
Yes.
1430.
Rich Bailey out there, too.
Awesome. So, yeah, don't miss that if you love cars. Murder on the Orient Express, anyone?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's going to be on February 8th. January 17th to Saturday, February 8th. And that's going to be at the Pinnacle. Okay. So if you like to see that show, you know, that's been a movie, of course, a book. You love to see that classic murder mystery that takes place in 1934 aboard the Orient Express.
It must be really interesting to see it on stage.
Yeah, you know? I bet that's really fun. And the Pentacle's great. You know, it's located in West Salem.
I'm a season ticket holder.
Great.
What?
Well, I'll be seeing Murder in the Orient Express.
Okay. All right. Well, don't miss it. I want to hear all about it.
I want to review.
Okay.
Also, for all of you who believe in agriculture, the Chamber will hold its agribusiness banquet on the 17th, also in the evening. I'll be there. I'm looking forward to it. And I believe you still can get tickets on the Chamber website. Jim Bruneau from Willamette Valley Vineyards will be speaking. And that celebrates agriculture.
That's
in our
really
community.
Interesting. And Jim, it's one of these things that sometimes people in your community are of incredible note, you know, and we've had Jim on the show, but there's that, who said that axiom about, Jesus said it, but you can't be,
famous in your hometown.
Yeah, in your hometown. And Jim would be a fascinating speaker anywhere that there's wine, anywhere on the planet that there's a wine industry, he would be a valued and appreciated speaker. So what a great choice. We have him in our backyard. We don't want to take him for granted. A lot of people in the community know him, but to hear his story and to talk about the impact of agribusiness, specifically having to do with wine agribusiness, that should be a great night. And it's actually a pretty fun night because it's agribusiness. You don't have to wear docks or a lot of people. There'll be a lot of blue jeans.
Oh, it's blue jeans and boots.
Blue jeans and boots.
Speaking of that, the agribusiness, the Mid-Valley, the Northwest Ag Show is coming up on the 15th, 16th, and 17th. And we're going to be there on the 15th and the 16th for 2 hours with newsmakers from noon to two. Learning all about what's going on with the latest in ag here in the valley.
Well, to be a well-rounded person in Salem and Kaiser area, you need to know your agriculture for sure.
Definitely.
AgriBanquet from the Chamber. It's the 17th.
Yeah, that leads right up to that.
SalemChamber.org. I've got that memorized.
Do you all have talent?
I have a lot.
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Little
I'm overflowing with talent.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know what to do with it all.
The Larry and Jeanette Epping Family Foundation is going to put on Salem's Got Talent on Saturday, January 18th.
Oh, wow.
At the Grand Theater. And they are raising money there for, I believe, the Boys and Girls Club. So that's going to be super fun. If you can get tickets online and they're on the KYKN website.
You know, Mary, I didn't get a phone call on that. Nobody called me to say, would you please exhibit your talents for
no
us?
No talent.
I think they did. Maybe you were just busy that
I don't
day.
Have time to put something together that fast. I'm going to need a whole crew of dancers.
He's going to need a lot more than that.
Oh, my gosh. So much going on. So I'm just going to go through these quickly.
You're fine.
Enough.
You're fine.
No, you got a couple more minutes.
A few more minutes. So for those of you who love piano concerts, Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 2 will be played at Willamette University at Smith Auditorium on Friday, January 24th. And I think that's just a lovely, lovely way to spend an evening. Very relaxing. And you can find tickets there from OregonSymphony.org. It's orsymphony.org. And Benjamin Grosmaner is going to be playing that. So, you know, if you just want a really lovely date with someone.
Date nights are needed.
I don't think she has enough variety in these events.
Oh, no.
Everything from piano concerto to children's theater and everything else.
To the egg.
Well, and if you have a really nice date at the piano concerto, you could go next to the wedding showcase, which is going to be here in Salem on January 25th and 26th at the Oregon State Fair. I'll be there with one of my clients. We're going to have a booth there. And so it's 30 years old, if you can believe it. And they have fashion shows and everything you need if you're planning to get married, maybe want to get married, or just think it's fun to...
Planning your future.
To see what's
going to be
coming.
A June bride this year. You better go to the Oregon Wedding Showcase.
Right? Yes,
you should have been planning like a year ago.
No, so everything you need will be there, for sure. for sure. It's not too early to consider going to the Rotary Club of Salem Good Works auction. And they are raising money to finish their fundraising for the amphitheater that's going to be in Riverfront Park.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah, it's the Jerry Frank Salem Rotary Amphitheater. And that will be February 8th at the Convention Center. And you can get tickets from Rotary Club of Salem. And it is a super fun event. It's an auction and a live and oral, live and silent auction and lots of fun people out there.
Live entertainment?
I don't know if they have live entertainment, but I find Rotarians are just entertaining enough.
Oh, this should be fancy.
True.
Yeah, it is kind of black tie optional. So
really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I have that.
That's February 8th coming up. So yeah, that's...
Might have to buy a new one.
It's another one of those things. We need to wrap up this project and get them building it because it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun and a great place to, you know, show off some
of our
talent.
So you mean when we were talking to them before, they were like in the planning phases? They hadn't...
Well, Rotary early on had... Came up with the concept, developed it, and raised money internally. I think they raised nearly $1 million before they even went out to the public to say, would you support this? So they'd already had raised a fair bit, but there was a long ways to go when we first when we had them.
Because they
show.
Showed us pictures of it. I thought it was a done deal.
Oh, yeah?
Well, no?
Well, they haven't finished building it yet.
Have they started building it?
No.
It's not
under construction
still,
yet.
Okay, I was going to say.
But it's going to be that beautiful.
I don't see anything there, but.
I believe Kalapuya basket weave design.
Yes, I remember,
and,
yeah.
And it will be a great asset to the community when that gets done.
Yeah, that was pretty spectacular. I can't wait to see that.
Anything else, Mary?
I'm just going to wrap it up. To get you ahead of the game, on February 22nd will be our 21st annual clay ball. Love the clay ball. Artists everywhere, art auction, and this year is the Roaring Twenties theme.
Oh, wow.
Because, of course, 2020. And over 400 400 folks attend that event, and it is really fun. The food is delicious, and the entertainment is great, and so I would definitely recommend you at least put that on your calendar.
If you're going to go to two of these things, Dave, which one would you go to? Which top two scream out at you? Well, obviously, the Hot Rod Show.
The Hot Rod Show, the Ag Show.
And the wedding showcase.
The day night. The date night thing sounded pretty
the
good.
The concert.
Yeah, the concert sounded pretty good. Pablo. Oh, yeah. Got to go see Pablo.
Yeah.
I think I will. I think I'll do that. That's
Pablo
really
Cruz,
fun.
Man. That brings back some memories.
I don't know. How am I going to get to feel like I felt in the 70s, though? It's a little bit. I don't know if I have any.
Did you toss all those clothes?
Yes.
You did? Because they're coming back. Look at 2020. Their roaring 20s are coming back now.
I don't have anything left. No cells in my body are as old as public roses.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for the invitation. Can I come back next month?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You can come back anytime.
I'll look forward to seeing you in February.
That's Mary Louise Vanatta Public Relations. Thank you for bringing all this to our attention. I know
Excellent
some people
work.
Are scribbling down some ideas. It's never too early to have ideas for what you're going to do for Valentine's Day as well.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't have to do it on Valentine's Day.
That's
you can
true.
Say, hey, I bought you tickets to the clay ball, right?
Well,
right.
And you can find all of this on the KYKN website.
Yep, KYKN.com under KYKN local events.
Yep.
All right, it's Friday, folks. You're listening to Newsmakers. We're going to wrap up the hour before we get to the news and to Bill O'Reilly. I've got some things I heard this week, and as we pour into Dave's 49er weekend.
Oh, boy.
Join us. We'll be right back here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center.
Welcome back, folks. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne. Thank Mary Louise of Vanatta Public Relations for highlighting all those things to do in the Mid-Valley. There's always something for somebody.
Absolutely.
I mean,
there's so many things
wants
going
to go
on.
To the wedding showcase, but no. Some people do.
And then there's the arts.
Agribusiness banquet. I would go just to hear Jim Brunel.
That's actually a good one.
People do not know that... We owe almost the entirety of the Oregon wine industry to Jim Brunel's advocacy at the Capitol and getting some laws changed to allow this thing to grow and blossom. And it's become an incredible market segment in the whole state. And thankfully, back then, everything was not politicized. And like, is this an idea from the right or the left? And we have to support this and not support this.
No, it was a nonpartisan... Hey, this would be good for everybody.
This would be good for the state.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
And it did.
A lot of times they have entertainers on this banquet. They have comedians. They have, like, country-oriented or ag-oriented or redneck-oriented kind of speakers and comedians. Makes for a fun night. Usually a really great meal because it's agribusiness. It's usually really hefty portions, a big piece of meat if you want it. And I don't know. I'll be going on the 17th. And when am I going to see Pablo Cruz? 18th? 16th. Oh, the night before Pablo Cruz.
Yeah, 16th.
Oh, man. Get me out of the house. Hey, one more thing. I got to throw this in here. I got to plug my own to my own self-interest. It's next month. Actually, it conflicts with the clay ball, but maybe you're not interested in the clay ball and you are interested in wine, or you're interested in commercial air service flying out of Salem.
Had me in wine.
But there is a... There's an event at Zenith Vineyards next month on the 22nd. And it's, I mean, Zenith is beautiful. I don't know if you've ever been there. That's where Family Building Blocks does their big event, Uncorked. It's a fabulous, it's just beautiful out there. And 15 wineries have signed on to do tastings.
What?
Yeah. So it's a dinner and wine tasting, right? Get there early because you can taste a lot of wine before you even sit down for dinner.
I might have to Uber it.
You may have to, yes. Bring your driver. 15 wineries, great deal, great meal. Willoughby's Catering always does a great job. They're going to they do have a three-course meal.
Nice.
And there's going to be music going on. There's going to be an update on Fly Salem. It's actually a fundraiser.
Are you going to do it?
I'm going to be there. I've already...
No, are you going to do the update?
I will be there answering questions. I plan to man a table, so if people want to just come up and ask specific questions. But we have a hired consultant, an expert in this whole industry. We have two speakers that night, but mostly it's going to be fun. And people will get a little bit of update on that. They'll get to support, and it's an auction. What I like about the auction is there's things that are unusual.
Like?
So like a helicopter ride.
Ooh,
right, over wine country,
I've never
maybe.
Been on.
So some of these wineries have donated bed and breakfast packages.
Ooh, those are
here
good.
In Polk County and Yamhill County. And this whole thing came about because commercial air service to Salem is going to be really good for the tourism.
Sure.
It's going to be really good for the wine industry. There's a lot of wine tourists who can bypass the metro area and the traffic issues, fly into Salem, take tours, wine tours, stay overnight, go to Polk County, maybe Southern Yamhill County that some of the metro visitors aren't getting to, right?
Right.
So that's kind of the idea. They said, hey, this is good for you, good for us, and we're going to showcase our wines, and we're going to be giving away tastings. So flysle.com, that's our airport code. That's our airport code right here in Salem.
I love it.
It's going to be top of the mind, you know, before too long. SLE.com, and there'll be a banner there to go to the website and buy the tickets.
There's also a link on our website, kyKN.com, on the right-hand side.
That's right, to Fly SLE. It's
SLE.
$150 ticket, so it's not cheap. However...
So you're complimenting.
What's that? I'm complimenting you. You want me to buy your ticket?
Yeah.
So thing is, 15 wineries, three-course dinner, right,
okay.
In the auction.
Right.
And it's February, folks, and February is dreary.
That's true.
You got to have a reason to go. This is one of the things I was hinting at with Mary Louise is that buy the tickets as a Valentine's thing.
Yeah.
We're going to go wine tasting, you know, and we're going to go to Zenith
and
we're
going
to have this great meal. Yeah. And anyway, sports Fly Salem. The money is going to go towards matching money for $500,000 grant. So all the money raised is multiplied by 10.
There you go.
So it's fun and easy if you don't care about it. So, lots coming Monday. A lot coming up Monday with a new taxation coming up. We heard about from the Chamber of Commerce public policy and what's coming up in the legislature. We heard about from the SEDCOR forum lunch. I got notes on all of those. We'll be talking about them on Monday.
Okay.
All right. Go 49ers.
Go 49ers.
And for you Seahawk fans, go Seahawks, I guess, right?
I guess.
Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. Have a great weekend.
See you on Monday.
This has been Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.